check out an episode. Yes. Spend 5 minutes on a publication, seeing like what articles are recommended, seeing what gets a lot of engagement, seeing what they're sharing. You can then say, you know, I really enjoyed your piece on.
Yep.
I have something that could complement this, or I have a different point of view.
Yes.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Do you want your life to make a bigger impact, but you don't know where to begin? Or maybe you are tired of the screaming match of social media and you want to stand out, but you just don't know how. Well, here is the one thing that you need to smash your competition. It is major media exposure. And I know just the gal to help you. Susie Moore is a former Silicon Valley sales director turned life coach and advice columnist. She's been featured on The Today Show, Oprah, Business Insider, CNN, Forbes, Time Inc., Marie Claire, and she's the resident life coach columnist for Greatest. Her work and insights have also been shared by celebrities and thought leaders, including Ariana Huffington, Kris Jenner, Sarah Blakely, just to name a few. And here is a really fun fact. She has never, ever hired a publicist, paid for any of these features, and had no inside connections when she first started out. And the best news is that you don't need any of those things either. She's written several books, including What If It Does Work Out? Stop Checking Your Likes and Let It Be Easy. The recurring theme amongst these bestsellers is they all help you cultivate confidence and amplify your voice, which is exactly what Susie is going to teach us to do today. In this conversation, we're going to chat about how to leverage media outlets to tell your story and grow your business in the process. If you want to dive even deeper on this topic, head to getrockstarpr.com/Jenna to save your seat for her free class, Overnight Rockstar. In it, you're going to learn how to get noticed, how to skyrocket your reputation and become your own publicist. That's getrockstarpr.com/Jenna, which will be linked in the show notes too. I cannot think of anyone better to help us get our voices and our messages out into the world. So Susie Moore, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. Sales super teams aren't built overnight. They require unicorn level talent, hours upon hours of training, huge bottomless budgets, and the perfect mix of impossible luck and 24/7 work. Or they just have a better sales platform like HubSpot Sales Hub. It's an all-in-one platform filled with all the tools and insights to deliver personalized communications people are looking for. Smarter prospecting, check. Faster revenue, yep. Scales with you, it sure does. Plus, with tons of AI-powered features, teams can spend less of the day on boring, time-sucking tasks and focus on growing the relationships that matter most. Let's face it, your old platform just isn't cutting it. It's cumbersome, it's expensive, it's causing a rift between marketing and sales. I could go on, but let's focus on the keys to winning. Are you ready for your sales team to reach all-star selling status? Sales Hub is a dream come true for sellers. Visit HubSpot.com/sales to stop dreaming and start selling with Sales Hub. That's HubSpot.com/sales. Today, I have an amazing guest on the show. I recently got to be with her in a room, and it honestly just felt like the human form of sunshine. And I'm so excited for this conversation today and to go deeper. So Susie Moore, welcome to the podcast.
Jenna, what a thrill. I'm delighted to spend this time with you. Thanks for having me.
I mean, the listeners are already like, wow, she is like vitamin D in a human. Like, how is this even real? Okay, Susie, I have known you and your work for years, but getting to experience you in real life, like nothing is better than that. And I want to kind of talk about something that is just so obvious, even from the first line you just said on the show, which is confidence. You have this confidence about you that is so beautiful. It is something that I feel like is this level of warmth that invites people to bask in your glow. And have you always been that way? Like, I want to know, what Susie as a little kid was like. Like, how did you get to this point of confidence in your life?
Oh, well, thank you, Jenna, very much. I would say I've always been optimistic, and okay. evidence shows or research shows that we all are born with a different kind of level, a different set point of optimism. And I think that I've always been high on that scale.
Yeah.
But, you know, working as a life coach, understanding how the mind works, choosing my thoughts, upgrading my beliefs, being intentional each morning, especially when things aren't going right in my life, I know that my superpower is I choose how I feel. I choose how my day is going to go. Not every day, right? It's not perfect. But we have so much more power than we realize as human beings. And I almost just know when my mind is going in a direction I don't want it to. And I go, nope, I feel it. I feel the negative emotion. It's a real-time feedback loop. How genius. Let's redirect. Something else is more true. So I think that with some practice and training, it's possible for anybody.
I love that. Tell me a little bit about your journey to get to where you are and where you are today. Because if somebody's listening, they're like, okay, I want to learn from this person. How did you get to where you are today? And where are you today?
Well, I grew up in the UK. We moved around a lot. I had a lot of chaos when I was growing up. My father died of addiction when I was a teenager. We lived in different domestic violence shelters. I've written about a lot of this. And when I was young, having the blessing of an early challenge created a very strong desire within me. I think that this can be the blessing of maybe things not going right, or maybe you not having the start or the wishes that maybe you would if you could choose your life in the beginning. And so when I was young, I had such a strong desire to live a full life, I'll always love and respect my parents, but I just knew that their life wasn't going to be my life. And I'd see women on TV and I didn't even know it was New York, but I was like, those women in that big city with the tall buildings and their nice clothes. And I just knew that I wanted it. And so I went for it young. I got a job in the tech sector when I was 30. I was earning $500,000 and I really enjoyed the work that I was doing. But I just knew, Jenna, that, you know, it wasn't my life's work. Yeah. And we know how precarious life is. No one knows how long we have. And I started side hustling as a life coach around the time I turned 30, and I'm nearly 40. And I loved it. And I was like, this is it. But it was a side hustle, right? And it was like a trickle of clients here and there. Tell your friends, you know, don't forget to mention it to anyone you know who could use a bit of help. Like, I was so green.
Yeah.
But I decided that if I was going to go for it, if I was really going to make it happen, that two things were true. The first was that I wouldn't have this dream to pursue something if I didn't have the mechanics of its fulfillment within me. If there's a seed in a dream, there has to be a way. And then I also just knew from my own life experience, the more that I just talked about my story, for example, the fact that I was divorced in my 20s, the right people would want to work with me as their coach. They'd seek me out. I just tell stories, even at parties, even at barbecues, even at a noodle bar line. And then I'd say, I'm a life coach, by the way, if you want any help with, you know, creating an action plan. So I just realized the more you tell stories and tell the truth, then the right people who are for you can find you.
Okay. This is segueing into this beautiful thing that you and I connect with on a deep level. And I have, for the last decade, said this line on my podcast so many times, and you and I so connect on this. You have to be your own publicist. And it's so funny because, Susie, you'll appreciate this. Every day, I love to look at my Facebook memories because I was someone who, when I started as a wedding photographer, I celebrated every single thing. I celebrated every wedding I booked. I would put up a post about it. I would talk about 100 fans over at Photographs by Jenna Lee on Facebook. If there was a reason to celebrate, I was throwing the party. But in reality, it was brilliant, right? Because every single time I posted, I was reminding people, here I am. Here's what I do. Here's what I love. And I look back at those posts with so much joy, but also just like so much gratitude to the version of me who was willing to show up and consistently get myself and my work in front of people, just like you at the noodle bar. I was my own publicist.
Yes.
Let's talk about this, because there are so many people listening to this podcast who are just starting out, and they're like,
I will never see my name in Forbes, or you will not find me in Elle magazine, or whatever their dream is. Mm-hmm. Where do we begin? And why is this a crucial topic for every single business owner listening?
Oh, I can just even hug young Jenna, who's posting about her weddings, like saying, oh my God, I got a booking. Congrats. Yes. But you see, you know, the way that I define confidence is a willingness to be uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe we don't feel really comfortable all the time putting ourselves out there. That's okay. Yeah. We can still decide, you know, some days to be a little more willing. And being your own publicist, talking about your business, your offers, what you have to share, your story, no one's going to be more passionate about it than you. Nobody. They couldn't be, no matter how much you pay them. No matter what they want to do for you. So when I think about, you know, the media, specifically traditional media, so meaning like large websites, certainly magazines, television, any form of traditional media, I know that they want regular stories, right? From real people, just like you and me. Yeah, it's great to have your, I hit this X goal, or I now live on a yacht, or, you know, something really cool, impressive thing. But we want to hear real stories from other human beings just like us. And sometimes I think that we forget the magic that is just who we are and what we've learned. One of my favorite quotes is from the author Derek Sivers, who says, what's obvious to you is amazing to others. Mm. And so maybe you're really good at helping your picky children eat healthy food, or maybe you've gone through a lot on a fertility journey and there's just some wisdom that you have to share, or maybe it's some fun party planning advice that you've mastered that allows you to put a party together on a budget that looks really cool. Whatever it is that you've learned and almost won in your life in terms of your own experience, it's generous to show up and share it. And I think to myself, yeah, I can post on my own platforms, and I do all the things, but why not throw everything at your success, give it a microphone, and go to the outlets that have spent years and hundreds of millions in some cases building audiences that need what it is that you have to share. So the way that I got started was, of course, I had my trickle of clients, which I was thrilled with, but in my cubicle, in the afternoons, like waiting for 5 o'clock, I would, you know, waste my time, like count down the clock, reading Marie Claire, reading Huffington Post, reading Mind Body Green. And then I noticed that a lot of the content that they shared, seeing it through the lens of a life coach now, not just a consumer, was a lot of the types of content and topics I love to coach on. Mm. So productivity, spirituality, dealing with grief in certain ways. And I just thought, maybe there's a little hint here for me. Yeah. And so one afternoon when I was meeting a friend for drinks in downtown Manhattan when I lived in New York, she was late. I'm always early. And on my tablet, I just sent 500 words to Mind Body Green. And it was about no is the new yes, ways to scale back your busy life. And it was because I was, you know, working full time, traveling a lot on my corporate job, and then having a side hustle. And I was like, there are a few things that I'm learning. And I shared it. And 2 weeks later, it was live. I had an author page. I had no website, Jenna. I had nothing. I was like such a baby.
Where do we send people to? And you're like, oh boy.
I'm like, what a miss. I got my act together quickly after that. But the article was shared nearly 4,000 times. And it was terribly written. I mean, I'm the writer. I mean, I'm just someone who writes like I talk.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like as I'm speaking to you now. But all that matters is, do you have something of value to share? And that was January 2014. I've never stopped. This is a method I love to come back to. Initially, I just wanted one-on-one customers, right? That was my goal. But it turns out it brings you many other blessings too, in ways you don't even realize when you get started.
One thing that I think is so interesting about this, Susie, is that so many people right now have these huge dreams, right? Or they've been through these huge life experiences that they want to put meaning towards or to make a bigger impact. And I think one of the biggest sticking points is like, it is really hard to grow followings these days, right? It's not that easy. And so one thing I love about this is this opportunity to leverage channels that already exist, that are already creating. Let's talk a little bit about like why that method to grow, because I think it's honestly genius, but also like, we'll get into like, how do you position yourself to be a fit for those channels? So first, let's talk about why leveraging other channels.
Well, I mean, the market already exists. The way that I think about it is, imagine if you have a lemonade stand, right? You've got two like cute young girls. If they set up a lemonade stand outside your front door, That's cool, right? Like that's anything's a win. Do the things, take the action. And you might have a few people who walk by, you might sell some cups of lemonade. Fantastic, right? You can't compare that to a Saturday at a busy field full of kids running around, sweating, playing soccer or whatever it is, and setting up your lemonade stand there. Right. So do both. Do whatever makes you happy. But you just know where you're going to go, where the hunger and the thirst is.
Yeah.
And these outlets, these media outlets, one of my editors told me recently, she has to put up 8 pieces a day.
Holy cow.
Precisely. Right. Yeah. Because their job is traffic, more views, more eyeballs, more engagement. So I think if I've got a story to share or a point of view, a conversation to chime into, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to even be original. I can just be myself. Yeah. Then not only am I benefiting because I'm tapping into a large audience that has taken many years in lots of cases to build, my editor's happy or producer. And then most of all, the audience wins because they get something that's helpful or informative, I hope, valuable somehow that they get to access. And then that is a red carpet, Jenna, leading to your products. Right. So whatever it is, say that you help people who have difficulty sleeping and you're giving some tips coming into the holidays. Maybe there's disrupted travel sleep, or maybe someone's a new parent, or maybe we're dealing with different seasons and different hemispheres and you've got some advice. When you share that generously, you're showing up, right? You're giving advice for free. In some cases, you are paid, but a lot of the time you do it for free. That person receives the value of your content. And then a portion of that audience are going to want to take the next step. Mm-hmm. So let them know, like let them know where to go. And it can be anything, right? It could be your book, your podcast, or one of your evergreen funnels, if that's what you have set up, a one-on-one application page, whatever it is. And some people are really advanced at, you know, where they drive people. Some people are like, hey, like here's how you just fill out a form. So we'll email you.
Yeah.
That's what I did when I got started. It's enough. And one thing I think too that I didn't realize until after a few years of doing this is the power of context. Mm. So if someone finds you anyway, it's wonderful, right? Noodle bar or whatever right. It may be, Facebook. Yeah. But for example, if I create some content for Refinery 29.
Yep.
And there's some girl called Kate in Chicago who's subscribed to Refinery 29 for 6 years and reads it religiously and gets their newsletters and follows them on Instagram. And she sees my story, whatever it is I'm talking about, say it's New Year's resolutions, whatever. To Kate, I am Refinery 29. So the trust is built immediately, which also shortens a sales cycle for someone to work with you.
Wow. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
I mean, another thing that you didn't even hit on that is so powerful too is just like the credibility, like that so many people are craving, is to be able to say that you were featured somewhere that has credibility. You kind of get to steal that credibility in a lot of ways that they spent years and, you know, millions of dollars building. It really does make a difference. If you've ever been to my website, even, it's like As Seen On, and it's like, if all of these sources think this person is awesome, they must be awesome. Right? It's just how our brain connects the dots. And I think so many people, especially in this world where it feels like there is just so many options, having those pieces of credibility that can separate you could be all the difference in the world.
Oh my, Jen, I'm so happy you brought this up, because you're right. You take that logo, so to speak, it's in your bio forever. Say you're on the Today Show once, that's in your bio forevermore, however long you want it there. And look, I don't make the rules, right? But the way that it does work, like you just said, is you are elevated in the eyes of the world, right? So you may or may not be the best life coach, astrologer, dermatologist, whatever it may be. But if there are a group or someone selecting, you know, who should I work with? Who should I hire? All else being pretty equal, we will always just lean towards whoever has the biggest trust factor with that credibility. That's why people, right, put those logos everywhere. If you even go to a physical office and there's media, you'll see it all over the walls. It's like, you made the right choice. You're in the right place.
Yes.
And that authority pays off in the short term, in the long term. And I always think to myself too, you know, what comes up when someone Googles you? Right. So it's your website, your social handles. Great. But everyone has, well, not everyone, but most people after a certain stage of business have those things set up. So why not give it a huge boost? Like, why not put like a circle of diamonds around it and have As Seen in Cosmo, if that's where your audience are, or in Forbes, or in Business Insider? Why would you deprive yourself of the ease of that? Like, let it be easy for someone to want to lean in and work with you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Don't even get us started on the nitty gritty of search engine optimization and all of the SEO benefits of this. But so here's what I want to dive into, Susie, because there are probably people that we have intrigued, right? We are selling this because it's important. I mean, it's so important and it's often overlooked. If somebody's listening to this and they're like, I legitimately have nothing to offer. I don't have a big T trauma story, or I don't have this super interesting origin story. Like, how do you even begin in uncovering what would be interesting to these outlets or to the press?
Oh, great question. Well, this actually does come up a lot. And I can tell you that I've never met anybody ever who's got the interest to become more visible, who hasn't got potentially 100 stories within them. Sometimes I'm like, give me a napkin. Like, okay, just tell me, give me 5 minutes of context
on
you.
In the noodle bar line, Susie is doing this.
Yes, right, let's go. But when you think about it, most people have no idea how interesting their lives are.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that you live where you live and run your business from home, that's fascinating, right? You know, just say someone has relocated and made friends as an adult. We need that, right? There's an epidemic of loneliness that we're hearing about again and again. I was just reading this morning, I think it was on Refinery 29, about someone who was diagnosed with ADHD. She's taking medication. It's affecting her sex life. And she's asking questions about that. And I'm like, these are all things we want to know about. We want to hear from real people. And we think, oh, that's basic. Oh, that's not interesting. it's almost like I want to lovingly shake someone and go, no, your life, like what you've experienced, you don't have to have had some big, big, terrible thing happening in your life. Although if you're willing to share that, in my opinion, wonderful. But what about coworkers who are gossipy where you step out of it? Or what about a situation where maybe you're upgrading your look and you're testing some elegant looks? What was the outcome? I mean, it's really unlimited, the stories that live. Sometimes we almost just need the space to feel creative and an understanding of other stories and how other people do it. And you can even just have fun online playing around, looking at some media outlets and see how simple and completely unoriginal the content is.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday I got an alert and it was like, this is the one thing dentists will not do or something. And I was like, I have to know. Like, and I was like, this is so dumb. But then I was like thinking about it and I'm like, oh, I could actually use a headline like that. Like the one thing I would never do again in my business or things like that. Mm-hmm. I am assuming, mm-hmm. Susie, that it would be helpful for a listener to go to some of their favorite publications and just look at what topics are trending or what they're curious about or clicking on, because that might maybe help them uncover some ideas.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And then even just think the stories that you share with your clients or advice that you give to your clients or customers. So, you know, as a being a photographer in your background, I mean, it's countless what you could come up with. Yeah. What are we doing wrong? What's the one thing that we're missing? I mean, I remember sharing about being in therapy with my husband because we had different views around money. Yeah. Do we share it? Don't we share it? And it actually turned out to be quite a funny piece more than anything else, encouraging therapy. It's like maybe one of my pieces that was shared the most was I read The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma, implemented it, and then I just wrote about it.
Yeah.
Like what happened when you wake up at 5 a.m. for a few weeks? I mean, all I did was read a book.
Yeah.
Like you read a book, you talk about your experience. I read about a girl saying, you know, I turned blonde. Do they have more fun? I'm like, I want to know.
Yeah. Click that one. So
exactly.
So let's say a listener is listening and they're already starting. We're uncovering some of these stories that already live within them. And let me also just say this is the way that Susie teaches, and just kind of once you enter this ecosystem, you start to see stories as they're unfolding, right? Like you just start to pay attention more to like, oh, this would be interesting to someone, or someone else could relate to this, or this would be helpful, or this is something I'm struggling with. You start to see life in a different way of the ability to tell these stories. But let's say somebody's listening and they're like, okay, I have like three classic hit stories that I know are really good, right? These are the stories you tell when you meet someone, or you know, you kind of test them out like a comedian would. What do you do with them? Do you just like email them to editors? Like what's the next step in this?
Oh, yes. And so when it comes to the pitching process, the most common mistake, well, the biggest mistake is number one, not doing it, right? Yeah. So it's like, oh, thinking that there's a perfect time or a perfect story or a perfect outlet or having to say the perfect thing, not true. Better to just do it messy and get started.
Yeah.
But the elements of a great pitch are as follows. So essentially, editors and producers are the gatekeepers, right? They decide what ends up on the screen, what ends up on the page, and they essentially say yes or no. This fits our audience, this fits our tone, or maybe perhaps it's a no. And that's also absolutely okay.
Yeah.
So I say that every story has a home. Yeah. Every single story, like it's truly limitless, the media that exists. And if you spent your whole life pitching, Jenna, you can put a dent in the media that would welcome your stories. Like it's really, really large. So when you find the correct editor or producer contact, it's pretty simple. So if you think about, say, the Huffington Post, they have different sections, right? Yeah. So there'd be, you know, relationships, there's wellness, there's travel, there's tech. You'd think, okay, so maybe you're travel. Maybe you're a travel blogger or a travel expo. You have a travel podcast. You then seek out the travel editor, right? Each publication has almost like in a magazine masthead, you see all the names listed and written. Twitter's also, or X is also a great resource for this. So's LinkedIn. So's good old fashioned Google. Yeah. Also, my favorite resource to find email addresses that are up to date is rocketreach.co, not .com, rocketreach.co. Have some fun. Five minutes, you'll be overwhelmed with contacts, right? That's how, it's their job to be available.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to sharing what it is that you have to present, it's simply three things, like three whys. So why this? Like, what is it you want to share? Like, what is it? Like, what are we talking about here? Anything, right? Fitness, food, money, anything. Why you? right? So, and this is where people get tripped up too. They think, do I need like a fancy PhD? Do I need, you know, 20 years experience? Do I need? No, right? All you need is something that is of value to share.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's it. And interestingly, I find the best stories come from people who, instead of maybe are a typical financial expert, they'll simply say, look, you know, I'm a single mom of three. I got out of $25,000 worth of debt and I've got $8,500 in savings. Like, that's who we want to hear from, mm-hmm. right? Like the real day to day. And then bonus points is the why now? So if we can tie it into something that's happening, maybe it's as simple as a season, like it was spring, summer, et cetera. Maybe there's like National Ice Cream Day, Jenna. Did you know
that? Yes, I'm here for it. I mean, every day is National Ice Cream Day in my life, but yes, here for it.
But there are so, maybe, of course, like maybe it's Mother's Day. Yeah. Maybe it's something around the school holidays. If you work with parents and there's like a back to school element, the timeliness is also likely to give your pitch a boost. So, you know, what is it you want to say? Why are you the person to say it? And it is as simple as, you know, for the last few weeks, I've woken up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
Right? Like,
let
that's
me tell
it.
You my experience. And yes.
Let me, like, what were the surprises? It could even be, this is the one thing that I learned from waking up at 5 a.m. Or I woke up at 5 a.m. and I'll never do it again. I actually saw an entrepreneur share something, I think in Fast Company, saying waking up at 5 a.m. has nothing to do with how much money you make.
Yeah.
And making your bet, like, it's all like a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting.
Yes.
Right. And then, of course, you know, why now? All of my content is evergreen, essentially. But if you can peg it to something, what I've seen a lot of success with is people pegging their stories to maybe celebrity divorces.
Oh, interesting. Or,
yeah, it's so fascinating.
There's curiosity and then, there, right?
Exactly. And if we're all reading about, you know, some high profile couples separating, are you talking about blended families? Are you talking about financial division? Are you talking about how to speak about a separation to your family? How to break the news? There are endless angles to anything happening. And I remember one of our students, she did a piece on breath work and it was around, you know, how should politicians prepare before they speak?
Wow.
And it was before a big speech.
Yeah.
And so, of course, breathwork is going to be the same in 100 years, probably, right?
Yep.
But it's like pegging it to something that's topical right now.
Huh.
That is also likely to get you an accelerated result.
Okay. One thing that we have to point out that is just like so awesome about this is if you think about that person, you know, that has to churn out 8 articles a day, imagine being that person and opening up your inbox and someone literally is presenting to you a piece of content that you could hit publish on that day. That is service at a high level. And I think one of the things that you teach so well, and I want to dive into a little bit, is like how to prepare it and make it easy for them. I mean, your whole slogan is let it be easy. My necklace that I have on has an inscription, ease. Like, I am all about ease. And so what can we do if this is something where we're like, dude, I am sold. I want to do this. I want to get out there. I want to build my platform using other people's platforms. How can I make this easy for the people receiving it? Susie, teach us this because this is so powerful.
I would start with two things. I would create what I call a sizzle list. So I would think, where are your people, right? So maybe Good Housekeeping is perfect for you. Maybe it's Architectural Digest. By the way, I've been in both of these, plus Martha Stewart. I mean, can I tell you something really funny?
Yes, please.
Really quickly. Sometimes we think, okay, so this is who I want. And maybe it's, if you're, say it's an entrepreneur, you want Business Insider, Forbes, Inc., Fast Company, et cetera, right? The ones that we know.
Yep.
But I once did for Family Circle a piece on vision boarding.
I love it.
And as a life coach, how vision boards are powerful and how the mind works with images. And so I literally said how to host a vision party for you and your friends.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the piece.
Yep.
And then they're owned by the same company that owns Parents and Parents Latina. And then Parents Latina, an editor there, came to me and said, could you do a piece with us on how to create vision boards with your kids? Which, of course, I said yes to.
Yes.
And Jenna, I'm not a parent.
Yes.
I'm not Latina,
yes.
Right? It was not an obvious connection for me.
Yeah.
But how thrilling. And I remember they said to me, should children under 5 be supervised with scissors?
You're like, I don't know. I don't have kids.
I'm like, yes, yes, they should be supervised. Like, so that was so not an obvious connection, but right. We have to start somewhere, yeah. Right? So if you just start with like, gosh, you know, where could I begin? Like maybe even what media am I curious to read? What's showing up in my inbox, like day to day? What am I subscribed to?
Yep.
Often your audience are where you are. This is an ease connection, right? Because often there are going to be some similarities. If you're in the health field, for example, your people are going to be caring about health. And then the second is to think about what are maybe the three most valuable pieces of advice or conversations I've had in recent weeks with my clients. So say someone's coming to me with a health issue. What are the questions I ask? Yep. What's the one thing I always say? Stop doing this or start doing this. Yeah. Like, what is your default? Because often too, when you're speaking about why you can say, you know, I've helped 400 women create a morning routine, or I've helped X amount of people become plant-based. That's the why you piece, yeah. Right? And we want from you what it is that you're sharing that makes you the reason people are experiencing better results in their life, whatever that looks like. So playing with a sizzle list, seeing what could be comparative media, right? So if someone likes this, they're also likely to like, and I use SimilarWeb for that.
Ooh, okay.
SimilarWeb is a great resource. If you type in a name, say you type in L.com, it'll also give you a list of competitors. And then you'll see Glamour, Cosmo, Marie Claire. You'll see 10 yep. of their top competitors, yep. right? And then that could even be your top 10 sizzle list. But I like to start with at least 20
okay.
and then start with three kind of story ideas and then think, gosh, like, where could there be a nice natural fit? And it really is as simple as that. Sometimes I think the most obvious best solutions are deceptively simple.
Yes.
And so yeah. we think it's got to be more complicated, yep. right? It's got to... There's got to be a checklist of 17 things. It's like, well, you know, what do I have to say? Why me? And where should I put this? And why is now a good time to share this? And I mean, that's it, Jenna. Like,
do you recommend like sending over the article or pitching the idea? Like if somebody is like thinking through this, like I'm thinking through all these different ideas. And it's like, we create so much content anyways, we should just be doing yeah. this as it is. But do you suggest mm-hmm. like saying, here's the piece I want to write, or here's what I'd be willing to write. Is this a fit for your audience? What's a better method?
So it depends on what the publication wants. Okay. Some want submission, the full submission up front.
Yep.
That's a smaller percentage, okay. but the pitch is essentially how the majority of the media work. And that's great news because you don't even do anything yeah. up front. You don't even create until you get a yes. Plus, the reason you want to pitch first before sending a full submission, I know we get excited and we think, oh, we want to create or even use some existing content that we have, is sometimes an editor will want to shape things yeah. with you.
Yeah.
So you come with an idea and you're like, you know, this one thing improved my marriage, or this one thing helped me, whatever the tip is, you know, travel with more ease. They might say, actually, could we really lean into that part yeah. of the story instead? So love they know that. Their audience the best.
Yep.
So I'm like, gosh, I'm getting almost like free content coaching from these pros who know what the people want. So I love it when my pitches almost always are shaped a little bit.
Yeah.
So they'll say, or sometimes we'll say, I've got these five tips for something or whatever it may be. And then an editor will say, I just want to hear about this number three.
Yes.
Like let's, and then actually those four other tips are four other pieces.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love this. Okay. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. You can totally school me. We get sent hundreds of pitches every week for mm-hmm. the podcast. And yes. there are certain things that I look for when I actually go mm-hmm. through them. My team mm-hmm. usually fields through the majority. Mm-hmm. One of them is just being in the ecosystem of the content, right? Like being aware of like what this publication does and who they serve. It's so easy to tell someone who's never listened to our show or has never even been in the ecosystem that we've built. So is that mm-hmm. an interesting or a powerful piece? Because I feel like in pitching, it's just so like sentence number one, it's obvious to know if they're actually a part of our community or not. Is that important?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Especially for podcast pitching, because we're dealing with a human being, yes. right? Like it's your show. It's not the team of 300. There's nothing personalized. So for a podcast, 1,000%. With traditional media too, because often too, someone could say, oh, we just covered that. right? Or
oh, go back to Monday. We published that already. Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I can tell you, look, you know, the media don't like it when we say, this is why I think publicists get a bad rap in a lot of cases, because it's blanket.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, hi, first name. This, read all about this author and her amazing new book. And then it's like, it's just delete, delete, delete. I hear this from the media, right? Yes. They say it. They've said it openly, yes. Right? And so it's like, understanding what it's about. Yeah. Like if there's a publication that's about spirituality and you're going in there with something that's just really hardcore bro-y and all about like profit, or I mean, spiritual, there's nothing unspiritual about profit, right? But how are you talking about yeah. it? So matching the tone and having that familiarity is critical. Yes. And what I say is that, you know, 5 minutes of homework saves hours of hustle,
yes.
right? So often we think, oh, I'll just send out and it's pure volume, and volume counts. But if you can just check out an episode,
yes.
spend 5 minutes on a publication, seeing like what articles are recommended, seeing what gets a lot of engagement, seeing what they're sharing, you can then say, you know, I really enjoyed your piece on,
yep.
I have something that could complement this, or I have a different point of view.
Yes.
Because that also gets great traffic, yep. right? Something that's slightly contrarian.
Yes.
So it's not a big, huge research. Let me clear my schedule for a week and like dive right. deep. It's like when you're waiting at the bakery, right?
Yep.
Like, oh, well, let me just see what's going on. Like, what are they posting? And then extra, extra brownie points for the context.
Ooh, yes, I love Jenna. That. What are like the three elements of a great media pitch? Like just if we mm-hmm. are kind of checking things off the list, like what do we mm-hmm. want to include if we are going to be our own publicists and do this?
Oh, I love the simplicity of the why this, why you, why now.
Love
like
that.
Truly coming to the why, like what is it you want to say?
Yeah.
So, and again, nothing profound and earth moving. Yeah. Right? It can, so right now I'm seeing a lot, and I've been commenting a lot on difficult discussions around the holidays with hot topics.
Yeah.
Like how do you enter those conversations? How do you exit them? Is there a right way to change the subject? Is that, oh, the media loves scripts. Too.
Ooh,
so, I mean, there are yeah. so many directions, so many things
Ooh,
we could talk about.
Yes.
But
I get that as a parent, where it's like, don't say this to your kids, say that. I'm like, okay, every day I have all these things buzzing in my head of like, okay, she did something wrong. Don't say this, say this. But I agree. I click on all of them because we all want to do better, right? We all want to learn. Okay, so
exactly.
you have,
and that's the value.
Yes,
yeah, that's the value
it's
that you
so
give.
So much value. And I think too, mm-hmm. what would be so interesting for a listener is to maybe go on to social media and just see what you're clicking on and what you're engaging with, and mm-hmm. just pay closer attention to that, because that's probably mm-hmm. going to help you ideate so many mm-hmm. ideas that you can literally take and run with. You have this yes. amazing workshop called Overnight Rockstar. Where,
yes.
tell me where people can join this. Like, what is this and why should somebody that's listening attend it?
So for your very special people, Jenna, they can head to getrockstarpr.com/Jenna. So getrockstarpr.com/Jenna. And I break down what's holding you back, common mistakes, and how to get started, right? Mm. So skyrocket your reputation, become your own publicist. It's all about the practicals, right? Because it's great to get excited
yeah.
and to already start thinking, I'm going to have all this cred, authority, email list growth, I'm going to get all these new clients. And that's all true. And the magic is going to be in the application, right? So implementing what it is that we're learning, that we're passionate about sharing, and actually taking it to words on a page and then your live media features. So that's what's happening at the workshop. GetRockstarPR.com/Jenna. Check it out. Oh. I promise it's a breaking down what you need, and who knows where it can lead you. I think we never know where our media can take us.
No, I wish I would have had this at the very beginning. Here I am just posting Facebook status updates every single day, being my own publicist. But I do think that this is such a powerful, and I would say one of the most under-leveraged channels of growing mm-hmm. your business, getting brand recognition, getting that credibility. Mm-hmm. So many people are looking for, and they're looking for it in all the wrong places. And so I love what you teach. I love how you teach it, Susie. Thank you so much. GetRockstarPR.com/Jenna. Where can everybody find out more about you and connect with you and be in your glow? Give me all the places.
I would just head to my site. I've got lots of different free resources. It's a fun compilation of stuff to check out at suzy-more.com.
Oh, Suzy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I have loved just getting to know you, and I love just your passion around this topic. I think that step one is people seeing that they have something valuable. And I think that you have a gift in welcoming people into a space to say, I have something that matters and I have something that can make an impact. And if you can just get to step one, the world and the opportunities are endless for what's possible for you. And I think you just are a possibility painter in everything that you do. So thank you so much.
Jenna, thank you so much. Love to you and your lovely listeners.
Is anyone else feeling so inspired to want to go out and get press? I mean, I think it is a genius strategy to not only help grow your credibility, but to grow your platforms. It is hard to grow your platforms these days. And so what would it look like if you were to wisely leverage platforms that have existed for decades that serve your dream audience? I absolutely love what Suzy teaches and how she teaches it. And just being in her ecosystem inspires you to start taking action. Again, if you want to learn more from Suzy, go to getrockstarpr.com/Jenna. That's getrockstarpr.com/Jenna. We'll have it linked up in today's show notes and show description for you. I cannot wait for you to learn how to leverage Suzy's system so that you can get free press and grow your business and your brand and your credibility, all using existing platforms that you love and consume. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.